Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. Oh, that was awful. Just thought I'd shake it up a little bit. How about that? Glory to God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, I just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. I thank you for revelation knowledge this night. I thank you that as we make a drawing on your anointing, we're filled with answers. I thank you, Father, for direction that comes to us tonight. I thank you, Father God, for healings and whatever you've got for us this night. We're ready to receive it. We're making a drawing on that anointing this night. And you're answering things and you're solving things. And we just thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Psalm 62 and verse number 11. I'd like to greet our online church. And we thank you for tuning in tonight. And also our regular members, we'd like for you to share it this time, if you would. It's really making a big difference on how many people are viewing it by you sharing it to your Facebook page with your phones and stuff and to your different social medias. We appreciate that so much. Psalm 62 and verse number 11, this is in the Passion Translation. God said to me, once and for all the strength and power you need flows from me. Wow, I like that. Now, I want to read you something by Sarah Young. It says, your awareness of your deep need for me is a profound strength. People who think they don't need me are in serious trouble, because they rely on their own insufficient abilities. I am training you to depend on me, your strength. And that was from Sarah Young. So now I'll give you a quote from Pastor Rock. Every time I lean on my knowledge, my ability, my strength, I fall flat on my face. Every time. Because we're not supposed to lean that way. We've got to lean with Him. And it's so easy to lean that way. I don't have enough emotional strength to make it. I don't have enough physical strength to make it. I don't have enough mental strength to make it. Proverbs 16:3 in the Passion says, before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. Then every plan you make will succeed. Isaiah 26:3 in the International Children's Bible says, you, Lord, give true peace. You give peace to those who depend on you. You give peace to those who trust you. Psalms 105 and verse 4 in the International Children's Bible. Depend on the Lord in His strength. Always go to Him for help. Now, I know I always give you a lot of scriptures, but these scriptures are alive in me and we need the Word. And the Word is what energizes us. The Word is what helps us. It gets down on the inside of us and it helps us so much. Proverbs 3 and 5, this is just a portion from the Passion. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make. And Psalms 118:8, this is in the Passion. Lord, it is so much better to trust in you to save me than to put my confidence in someone else. So I'm refusing to rely on my own strength. I'm refusing to rely on my own knowledge or my own perspective. See, our perspectives are wrong so many times. And that's the reason I pray about things. I know a lot of, because I'm leaning on God when I pray. And I know a lot of people will think about me. They'll think, man, he is so weak. Because he prays, he asks the intercessors to pray about everything. And that's right, I am. I am weak in me, and I want him to show strong. He knows what's in front of us. He knows the problems we may encounter. And if we cover it in prayer ahead of time, it's a big deal. So, Proverbs 3 and 7 in the International Children's, don't depend on your own wisdom. So many times I've done that. But in 10 and 20 of that chapter, it says they will learn truly to depend on the Lord. Okay, Psalms 52 and 7, International Children's Bible. Look what happened to the man who did not depend on God. Instead, he depended on his money. He grew strong by evil plans. So it's not a good idea. You're setting yourself up for a fall if you depend. You think your bank account's big enough. I assure you it's not. You say, well, I've got $1 million in my 401k. I got it made. It doesn't matter what happens to me, I can take care of it. That's not true. Because they can change the currency on you tomorrow and you have zero in your 401k. You have nothing. I mean it. Thank you very much. I know that's not a, but it's true. I had a pastor years ago tell me, well, I'm shutting my church down. And I said, why? He said, my biggest tither just left. He was depending on, he was leaning on his biggest tither, not on the Lord. So, Philippians 3 and 13 in the Passion, I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord completely. Do not rely on your own opinions. So many times we rely on our own opinions. Now, let's say that your doctor is an expert in his field. And we would hope that to be so. That's a good thing. And he could easily lean on his own education because they have got so many years of education. Now, let me really qualify this. We believe in doctors. Doctors are trying to promote healing. They're trying to provide healing. They're used as God's agents to help us get healed, to remove disease and sickness from our body. But at the same time, we want them leaning on God. I mean, even if they don't know God, when we pray over doctors and surgeries and different things, I'm praying that the eyes of their understanding is enlightened according to the hope of His calling. Because I'm praying it might be above his pay grade. It might be above what he's ever read or what he's ever studied, what he hits in your surgery. Thank you very much. So he could lean on the surgeries that he's already done before, but there'll be a place that he comes to that he won't get the same outcome. The Spirit may direct that doctor to do something in a different way than he's ever learned before. And see, he can't lean on his own understanding. He can't lean on his own education. But if he flows with the Spirit, the patient's life could be saved. But and if he does it the way he's always done it, with his strength, his thinking, his knowledge, which is imperfect knowledge of any situation, we have imperfect knowledge of situations, and that patient may die. Now, I thought this was a really neat scripture. Isaiah 19 and 8, I'd never seen it before. This is in the International Children's Bible. The fishermen, all those who catch fish from the Nile, will groan and cry, those who depend on the Nile for food. Okay, let's switch that around a little bit. All those who depend on the factory for their check. All those who depend on their job for their paycheck. All who depend on their own wisdom. All those who depend on peace from a pill bottle or peace from an alcohol bottle. Lord, you give peace to those who depend on you. He's trying to teach us to lean on Him, to trust Him in a deeper way. Depend on the Lord in whatever you do, then your plans will succeed, International Children's Bible. Through your glorious name and your awesome power, we can push through to any victory and defeat every enemy, for I'll not trust in the weapons of the world. I know they will never save me. Now, some people are leaning on the skill of their attorney. Don't lean on that. They're leaning on the skill of their doctor. I've actually got a scripture for that in here. But don't lean on that. So my question is, what are we leaning on? Are we leaning on our bank account? Are we leaning on our wisdom, our own strength, our own expertise? Hebrews 6 and 12 in the Amplified says, lean on God with absolute trust and confidence in Him and in His power. Now, Psalms 44 and 6 in the Amplified Classic says, I will not trust and lean on my bow, neither shall my sword save me. Psalms 56 and 4 in the Amplified Classic, but the help of God, by the help of God, I will praise the word, on God I lean, rely and confidently put my trust, I will not fear. Now, I've told you before about my father, about when he went to be with the Lord about a little over 40 years ago, that I felt like all my strength was gone. I mean, every death hits everybody a little bit different because each person just means something different to the person. And in my case, my father, I told you my mother was the prayer covering, my father was my strength. I was drawing so much strength from him. And you know, that's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. We draw strength from each other, our friendships and our relatives, and we draw strength that way. That's a good thing. But at the same time, it can be too much. We can lean on somebody too much. We can lean on people too much. We can lean on our friends too much, and our friends might let us down. We can lean on our relatives too much, and our relatives might let us down. I know I've given this example over and over, and some of y'all, I could call you up, and you could give this example better than me. You probably remember this example better than me. But I told you, one time, I loaned a relative some money, a couple of different times, and it worked out fine. And then one day, I needed some money for a bill, and I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call his relative. I'm going to borrow it from him. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And I had a check in my spirit about it. When I say a check, I had no peace whatsoever about calling. I wasn't supposed to make the call. But how many of y'all have ever overrode the peace of God? Amen. I had this, you know, this peace is gone. Don't call him, don't call him, don't call him. And I said, I need to call him. I know he's going to give me the money. I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to do it because he's already, you know, already done it for him. So I called him anyway. And I was looking to him instead of God. I was leaning on him. So I asked him about borrowing the money. And I told him that I had money coming in a few weeks to pay him back. I knew he'd do it because I'd done it for him twice before. He said, no. I said, no? No? What do you mean no? I've loaned it to you 2 times. What do you mean no? You know, I hung up the phone. I was rather irritated. I was not a happy camper. God let me know that I was looking to him. I was leaning on him too much. There's a lesson there somewhere. I know it's there. Some of y'all will pick it up in a minute. Some of y'all are leaning on your relatives too much. Some of you are leaning on your friends too much. Thank you very much. I learned that lesson that day. Lean on the Lord. Psalms 146 and 3, the Passion. We can never look to men for help, no matter who they are. Now, I want to dig down deep, but you're really going to have to listen to what I'm saying on this one. Or you could go off and say something that I didn't say and it'd really be bad. I mean it. 2 Chronicles 16 and 12 in the King James. And it says, And Asa was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord but the physicians. So some people... Okay, now we're going to show the difference here. Some people depend on doctors. Now I'm going to show you that there's a difference between your first line of defense. Okay, there's nothing wrong with going to a doctor. You should go to a doctor. You know what I'm saying? But you should pray before you ever go. And then you should go. But sometimes some people don't ever think about praying. This king never thought about praying. It was not in his wheelhouse. I'm not going to pray about this. I'm not going to take it to the Lord. I'm going straight to the doctor. I'm going to get the medicine that I need. And sometimes people are so naturally minded, all of us, that we think it's foolish to think of another way. But God's got plenty of other ways. And the thing about God is He's a jealous God, and He wants us to seek Him first before we do the other thing. Not that we shouldn't do the other thing. Thank you very much. I know this was good. You're really going to have to take it in now. Don't take part of what I said and go somewhere and say, Pastor said, no, my pastor said you should go to the doctor. That's a lie. That's a lie. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. It's not right. It's not right. It doesn't line up with the Word. But I did say, don't depend on them. Okay? So don't take it out of context. In the Amplified, it says, okay, now, even in his illness, he did not seek the Lord, get this, but relied only on the physicians. There's a difference there. Can you see the difference? He only relied on the physicians. He's only looking to that direction. He's not looking to the Lord at all. Okay? So say, only. Oh, that was pathetic. I'm telling you, this crowd needs a doctor. Are there any doctors out in Facebook land tonight? We need a doctor. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's some spiritually... Hallelujah. Never mind. I'm moving right along. Moving right along. Oh, hallelujah. We got to do better than this. Okay, so we're not supposed to rely only on the physicians. Can you get that? In the DRA translation, it says, in his illness, he did not seek the Lord, but rather trusted in the skill of physicians. Some people want to know, okay, how good is this doctor? He's the best doctor. That's the one I'm going to because he's the skilled surgeon. That's what I need. Well, yeah, that's good. You do need a skilled surgeon. You do need to ask some questions. But at the same time, before you have surgery, it would be a really good idea to pray about it. I mean, huge, huge. Don't count it. The doctor said you need surgery and you just to go off and do it just like that. You better pray about the thing before you do it. He's not God. Don't make Him God. Now, I'm not discounting from Him. The whole context of what I'm saying is we trust Him, we thank God that they are used by God, but they're still not my first line of defense. Psalms 44 and 6, "For I will not trust in and lean on my bow, neither shall my sword save me." Now, we can push through to any victory, the Scripture says, through His name and His awesome power, we can defeat every enemy. And we got a lot of enemies. And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about our main enemy is the devil. But he uses sickness and disease. He uses strife. He uses lack. He uses tragedies. Now, I want you to hear this scripture in the NET Bible, New English Tradition. It says, Psalms 20 and 7, "Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we depend on the Lord our God." Now, I'm going to define what that is in a minute. In the easy-to-read version, it says, "Some give credit for victory," here it is, "to their chariots and soldiers, but we honor the Lord our God." Now, in the Old Testament, you see God telling them, don't take account of your armies. This used to puzzle me. Why did He tell them that He didn't want them counting? There's certain situations He tell them, don't count. I know He told David that over and over, don't count. And sometimes David did it anyway. He counted, I got this many people, swordsmen, I got this many, you know, in the army, I've got this many horses, I got this many chariots. You know, he took account of everything he had. And the accounting part is not the wrong part. The motive for the accounting part is the wrong part. There's nothing wrong of having a good account of what you got. The wrong thing is the motive for that was if a bigger army comes against me, I've got to see what exactly I've got to win this battle because my trust is in how many horses I've got and how many chariots I've got. Don't lean on how many chariots you got. Don't lean on how many army people you got. Okay, so what did God tell, okay, Gideon? He had an army of 32,000. And he's going to face 135,000 Midianites. Okay? And God said, "I want to cut that army down. It's too big." He's outnumbered like 5.5 to 1. And God's saying, "You got too many people." So he knocks it down. Then he knocks it down. And then God said, "Okay, get it down to 300. He got it down to 300 against 135,000. I wouldn't take betting odds on that. I don't do betting. But if I was a worldly person and I was doing betting, I wouldn't take betting odds on that one. Because you're going to lose some money. Thank you very much. That was good. I just gave y'all gambling advice. That's what you need to come to church for is gambling advice. Thank you very much. No wonder y'all are not amening properly earlier. Okay, moving right along. So, yeah, help me, Lord. Help me. So God cut the size of Gideon's army down so that they could see that they had to lean on God to win this battle. Sometimes we're arrayed against such a heavy army. There is no way the things that are coming against us, we're ever going to do it in our flesh, with our bank account, with our wisdom, with our knowledge, and with the background that we've got. We'll never be able to do it. But God said, "You'll do it. But you'll do it my way and you'll know it was me that gave you the victory. You'll have to lean on me. If you want to walk out victorious in this situation, you're going to have to lean on me. You're going to have to get my plan in this situation. That's where your victory's at." We know the outcome. Get in his army of 300, beat 135,000. Wow. Don't say, "Well, I got through everything in my life so far because I'm so strong, because I'm so tough." That displeases the Lord. And it gives you the glory for everything that you've been through. That was so good. Y'all almost missed it. Y'all missing a lot tonight, I've noticed. Come on back. We're having church. Thank you very much. Come on back. Here we go. It's here. Thank you very much, Facebook. Pastor Sharon, I need some help tonight. The congregation, hallelujah, this is a different congregation than we had Sunday morning. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm sure it'll get better in a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. The truth is, it was God's grace and it was God's power. It was God's mercy. It wasn't because of your strength that you made it through. Don't declare it was your strength, because that takes the victory away from God. It takes the glory away from God. Well, I'm so tough. That's right. I'm so strong. Yeah, you're so tough and you're so strong, you can't even tie your shoes without His grace. You can't even get up in the morning and get out of bed. You can't put one foot on the floor without His grace helping you. Can't do it. Can't do it. You say, well, I'm smart enough, I'm strong enough. You ain't got enough. You're missing enough. And the missing piece is God. That's what you're missing. It's going to take Him, and you got to know it. I have had days when I couldn't feel any hope or see any hope. Couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I didn't even think there was a light at the end of the tunnel. And I had to lean so much on the Lord that I felt like I literally couldn't breathe or function without reading and reading and reading His Word. Have y'all ever been there? Yeah. It felt like my very breath was in those Scriptures. I couldn't even breathe without just getting a certain amount of Word. That's honest truth. And 1 Corinthians 4:13 in the Passion, I find that the strength of Christ, explosive power, infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Now, thank you, Pastor Sharon. You helped me. Okay, this is a teacup. Matter of fact, Pastor Sharon painted that. And that picture, it's a beautiful picture, isn't it? And Pastor Sharon, every night before she goes to sleep, she puts her tea, this is a tea bag, she puts her boiling water on, she gets the water boiling, she puts the tea bag in it, and then she, you know, takes it out after it starts boiling, and after she brings it to a boil, and she steeps that tea, which I didn't know what in the world that was. I don't know if you've ever had this tea. It's the nastiest stuff you've ever put in your mouth, ever. Ever. It is so bad. They say it makes you sleep. I think it because it knocks you out. It is so nasty. Pastor Sharon, I know you love it. I thank you. She said I had to acquire a taste for it. I don't want it. Thank you very much. I don't want to acquire that taste. It was so nasty. But I'm not even describing it well. I mean, this is nasty stuff. Anyway, she steeps it for 10 minutes before she drinks it. I'd steep it for a minute before I poured it out. But so she has to steep it so that it'll be infused with all the properties of the tea. Now, this particular tea is for sleep. It's called Sleepy Time Tea, and Chrissy told her about it. I think Chrissy drinks it too. And glory to God. Now, I want to read you some definitions here that I felt like I knew, but I wanted to write them and see what they were. Infuse means to soak. Now, we just read a scripture about infuse, right? Now, to soak in liquid to extract the flavor or healing properties. Infuse implies a pouring in of something that gives new life or significance. This is a straight example, straight definition. In Latin, it means to pour into. So when we get in God's Word and we are infused with His presence, we steep. And to steep means to soak food or tea in water or other liquid so as to extract its flavor or soften it. I gave the example of chilies are steeped in olive oil. I don't know anything about chilies and olive oil. I don't like garlic, but I like smoked garlic steeped in olive oil. I don't know if you've ever had them. They're addictive. Oh my gosh. They're hard to find because people buy it out. They're so good. They're little bitty things. You can't hardly find them anywhere. Never mind. I'm going on a side journey. I'm sorry. They're great, though. Oh, my gosh. They're good. They're so good, and they're so good for it. Never mind. Okay. So, you're steeping it. Surround or fill with a quality or influence. Surround or fill with a quality or influence. Soaking an ingredient in a liquid for a certain amount of time to extract its soluble flavors. We have to be steeped in God's presence for a certain amount of time. Sometimes it's shorter than others, and sometimes it's longer than others. Sometimes you can't breathe without His presence. You know what I'm talking about. You're getting steeped. You're steeping yourself in God's presence. You're taking those Scriptures, and you are just breathing from those Scriptures. And if you've been through really, really hard places, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You feel like you can't even get up off the floor without just having your nose in the Word. It's just bringing healing to you. Then His healing properties, they are poured into us, like the Latin says, His strength, His grace. But it takes a certain amount of time. Pastor Sharon has to do it for 10 minutes for the tea to be just right to put her to sleep the way she wants to be. And to be infused with God's peace, we have to steep a while in His presence. To be infused with His peace and His strength, His wisdom, His power. Now, Ephesians 6 and 10. And it says this in the Passion. Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. Now, hallelujah. Now, as I was praying over this message, I felt like very strongly that God is calling people back to Him. I know it's on Facebook. There's people that have walked away from the Lord. They went the wrong way. They've lost their way. They've wandered off from the Good Shepherd. But God is calling them back to Him. And right now, all you got to do is make a decision in your heart. That's all it takes. Just a decision. Just to talk to Him again. To invite Him, rededicate your life to Him. It's just a decision. And you can start back walking with Him just like that. It's just a simple decision, but it's a committed decision. And He's calling you to do that. So I'm asking you to heed to that call that the Lord's giving you to rededicate your life to Him. And that song that we have sung so many times, softly and tenderly, He is calling. Please answer His call. Deborah.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Phone 334-520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.
I would like to say one more thing. This is to the Faith Builders listeners out there. Please, if you would like a reply to your emails, include your email address within the body of your email. Thank you. Thank you.